Senator James Skoufis, the chair of the Committee on Investigations and Government Operations, says two of his constituents alerted him to the lack of Wi-Fi at the state-run group homes. Phil and Marianne Smith's daughter, Michelle, who has a disability, was living at a state-run home when the COVID-19 pandemic started last March. They were not allowed to visit her, and she had no internet access to visit them virtually. Skoufis said he was shocked to learn that no facility operated by the state's Office for People with Developmental Disabilities, or OPWDD, provides broadband access for residents.
The past 10 or so months, these residents have been as isolated as ever before. Many have not been able to see their parents, their families at all. They need FaceTime, they need internet, they need Wi-Fi in order to get the health care that they need, telemedicine that they need. Many can't leave the home. These residents, they need it for educational purposes, to be able to engage with their teachers and go to school. And so it is unthinkable that OPWDD has not provided internet to the thousands of residents that they're supposed to service and care for.
Senator Skoufis says the Smiths could not attend the press conference held outside the agency's headquarters in Albany because they decided to take their daughter out of the home and care for her full time, and she's unable to travel. Skoufis says he had two meetings with the agency's officials, and they told him the state was unwilling to pay the estimated $900,000 it would cost to hook everyone up with the internet. He says that cost is a minuscule amount in the state's $190 billion budget, but he says the state officials didn't see it that way.
And they actually compared it to having to purchase HBO and special channels on the TVs if the residents want to see these types of channels watching TV in these homes. They would need to purchase internet in these group homes if the residents wanted it.
He says he was also told that the residents could not share the Wi-Fi provided free of charge to employees at the homes because of security concerns. Senator Samra Brouk, chair of the Mental Health Committee, says the pandemic has laid bare already existing inequities in New York's and the nation's social infrastructure. She says some residents and their families can't afford the hundreds of dollars it would cost to contract with an internet provider directly to get the service.
And specifically in my role as chair of Mental Health Committee, I'm aware of the incredible toll that this pandemic and the isolation and the physical distancing, what that has had, the toll that it has taken on people's mental health.
Doug Hovey, president of Independent Living, Inc., which advocates for people with disabilities, says the failure to provide access to the internet may be a violation of the Federal Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA.
Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act requires that state and municipal governments, state and local governments, provide universal access to accessibility features. Communication is no exception to that law.
Cuomo's office did not return a request for comment. Senator Skoufis says if there's no resolution soon, he'll introduce a bill. It would mandate the internet access be provided. The chair of the Assembly's Committee on People with Disabilities, Tom Abinanti, backs the measure. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.